What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Morocco. Came back at it. You feel me? With another motherfucking PSA for your ass. Why? It is Thursday, July 23rd. You feel me? We chilling. We living, loving life. You know what I mean? We progressing. We investing in ourselves. We investing in other people. We are gaining knowledge. We are becoming more receptive to other people's opinions. We are, you feel me? Just testing the waters and trying to get everybody on the same motherfucking boat. You feel me? With that being said, you know what I'm saying? It's Thursday. I hope everybody had a wonderful motherfucking day. Tomorrow's Friday, close to the end of the week. For y'all people that work 7 days a week, entrepreneurs, keep going, keep working, keep shining, keep struggling, keep finding new and alternate routes to your success. You feel me? Because not everybody's route or route to success will be the same. So keep finding different ways. You feel me? Just remember, there's always one way to get to Walmart. You know what I mean? In other words, you feel me? There's always another way. You know what I mean? There's not just one specific way to get to your destination. You feel me? As long as you get to your destination, that's all that matters. You feel me? So figure out every other way that you can. If one way ends up, you feel me, falling off or gets blocked or some shit like that, you feel me, one of your routes, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Detour. Find another way. There's always going to be another way. So don't get discouraged. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep shining. Keep focused. Keep working for greatness. Keep being successful. Keep being unsuccessful, because with unsuccessfulness, you know what I'm saying, brings a different thickness of skin when it comes down to this game. You feel me? When you start failing, you feel me, you start building up this thick skin to the nose and the failures of life. You feel me? And then eventually they stop affecting you. You feel me? They just bounce off of your ass like, you know what I'm saying, like you bulletproof, like you Superman and shit. You feel me? Like, so keep having thick skin, keep going through your ups and downs, keep building, you know what I'm saying, character, keep character building. And keep shining. With that being said, I got a little gem for y'all. If y'all don't know this and shit, if you got good credit and you got kids and whatnot, chime into your credit line. Add them to your credit. You feel me? Go to your bank. Tell them that you want to add your kid. Because if by the time they're 18 and you add them to your credit, by the time they turn 18, they're going to have excellent credit. And they're already going to be ahead of the game. Just remember that. So the point is not to, you feel me? The point is to keep your family ahead of the game. So if you can do any little thing to progress that for your family, do it. You know what I mean? So add them to your credit line. That way, when they turn 18, they can have good established credit. You feel me? And then once they turn 18, you can take them off your credit line. You feel me? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Have them open up a credit card or a credit line. You feel me? And not only that, but if your kid has all right credit or whatever, or bad credit, and you want to help him boost his shit, so like if your 18-year-old got 600 credit score or whatever, and you got like an 800 or whatever, and you got a credit line of $20,000 or whatever, $50,000, whatever, tie him into your credit. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to give him a card. He don't got to know. Tie him into your credit, you feel me? And it'll automatically boost his credit score from 80 to 100 points. And so the point is to put everybody ahead of the game, not, you know what I'm saying, not have them struggle and shit. So if you don't know about the credit game, I suggest you study up on it, read up on it, watch videos on it, get a better idea of how, you know what I'm saying, how credit works, how to maintain credit, how to super exceed, you feel me, expectations with these credit cards, and get more credit limits, you feel me, and use your debt to become rich, you feel me, using debt to become established as far as, you know what I'm saying, credit history and all that shit, because at the end of the day, that's all that anybody checks for is credit. You know what I'm saying? You want to rent an apartment, you credit. You know what I'm saying? You want to rent a house? Credit. You want to ask for a loan? Credit. You want to, you know what I'm saying? Everything that has to do with this world is in regards to credit. So get your shit on it. You feel me? Get your kids on that shit. You feel me? Ain't no point of them struggling when they're 18, trying to, you know what I'm saying, start from the beginning. and be 25 with no fucking credit, 26 with no fucking credit, a zero credit score. You feel me? So that being said, tie your kids into your credit. Help them advance. Help them have at least, you feel me, a head start in the game. You feel me? Because us, like, for example, I'm Mexican and shit like that. We don't know anything about that shit, you know what I'm saying? So what we don't know, we can't study up on it, and we can't let other people know to help people advance. But once you start learning, you feel me, fuck it, spread the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Soak up game and spread the knowledge to everybody else and help everybody else win too as well. With that being said, let's get it to motherfucking takeover. Yeah, bitch!